the stars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith.
Rock Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1. The Chris Bennett Show starts now.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. It's 6:01, October 18th. How you doing? Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Ross here. We're doing it with you. That's what we're doing. We're doing the days.
We're doing it.
We do the days with you. That's what it is. Daily. Eddie already in there in Studio 2, which is fantastic. Good morning, Eddie. Pretty just looking absolutely stunning.
Wow.
You can see she's made the effort this morning for our guests.
Why,
I know.
Thank you.
You look amazing, pretty.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It really, actually, Rossi and I wanted to talk about it because we don't feel like you put enough effort then just when we're in the studio.
Yeah. Don't need to.
Why not?
We've got Sophia and Bella joining us
in the studio.
Now, these are the, we all know Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah.
And these are her nieces.
Yeah.
Who are basically going to join us in studio to talk about makeup and more. And that's happening just after 8 this morning, right? And
yes, just after 8.
Pretty looks like she's a mix between Queen Latifah, Michael Jackson, and Priyanka Chopra.
Michael Jackson?
The jacket is totally Michael. Is that not a Michael Jackson jacket right there?
Yep.
It's our very good friends, you know.
Who's?
This is Canva.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm very impressed.
Right? How nice is it?
Is that like someone you know?
One of our friends started a company called Canva. What is it? Canva.
Yeah.
And like just a little startup company where they're doing like women's suits and just, you know, they're boss women clothing.
Like tailored, really good business jackets.
I had no idea they were doing that sort of stuff. I thought it was more like just sort of corporate-y.
No. This is cool, right?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, very. What's their
I'll tag them on my Instagram.
But what is it? If people are listening right now, it's Canva.
I'll tell you the exact Instagram so you can go to it.
Give them a little hit. Give them a little.
Canvas, the label. So it's Canvas AE on
Canvas.
Instagram.
Love that. Well done. Always think it's important to help little startups. But it is totally MJ feeling. Now, I don't want to be starting anything with you, Pretty Malik, okay?
But I want to be starting something.
Well, we're going to start the show. Okay, so Sophia and Bella, Tilbury are going to be joining us in studio after 8 o'clock. We have more clues for Expo 2020's Mystery Man. 10,000 dirhams was won yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, and we have another 10,000 dirhams to give you today.
Hundreds of you rocked up to Expo 2020
great.
Trying to find him, right?
It was like a concert. Gonna be starting something.
Sorry, just getting into a bit of MJ.
Can we just play it?
It's a 17 minute song or something. We'll keep going a little bit more. Rossi, last 24 hours, Everton lost.
Yeah, they did, 1-0.
Against who?
West Ham United.
You guys were better. I thought you were a better team than that, weren't you? No?
They're about the same as us at the moment. They're doing really well.
And who did the Saudis buy? What team was that?
Newcastle United, £305 million.
So why would they pay so much for a team like that?
Because it's a great football club. It's got a great stadium. It's got a great fan base.
Yeah.
And
you
it's
have
got
shishas
a lot of
now. Shishas in the grandstand.
Yeah.
Got a lot of history.
What's that place that we still have to try? Al Baik.
I haven't tried Al Baik.
It'll be in the stadium.
That would be amazing if it was.
Right?
That would be amazing.
So cool?
Big thing, WhatsApp. You can now pay your parking soon. They're going to implement this.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks' time, you'll be able to. Because I do a lot of the parking and always go do the text messaging.
Yep.
I'm happy. I'm going to start a WhatsApp group with all my parking meters across the country. And just hang out with them. Hey, guys. Well, it's a Monday morning, 6:05.
Going, how many minutes left in the song?
11.
Oh, no.
Okay. Who's going to be our first caller of the morning, though? Call us right now. Let's get you on next. 04-871-5544. What are you up to this morning? Maybe you're on the way to work already. You're on the way to the gym. Whatever it is, give me a call.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Good morning, Tariq. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We can't complain. Monday, you know, just trying to get that vibe in. What are you up to?
Could be worse. I'm on Kite Beach, actually, doing the Kite Beach run.
Wow. You machine. So
how far?
It's pitch black, right now where you are, or is the sun coming up?
No, essentially, it started out black, but now the sun's coming up. The weather's cool. It's busier than I expected this time of day, but it's nice.
So you're running right now.
Get ready for Dubai Fitness Challenge at the end of the month.
That's great. Are you like mid-run?
Mid-run, but I actually stopped to walk to talk to you guys, so apologies.
Oh.
No, that's great. Yeah, don't stop. Keep going. Do what you got to do. So how many Ks would you run this morning?
We'll do 10 or 12 this morning.
Fantastic.
Jeez.
Give some tips for some people like myself who find it like difficult to run. Is it a mental thing? Should I just keep running?
It's completely mental. I used to hate it. It's psychological. You just got to get through it.
So when my body's telling me, okay, have a little break, Chris. Just have a little break. Just walk now. I should just push through it and just keep running.
Yeah, but you're tough mentally, Chris. So you just got to keep going.
You got to
win it in the
range.
I'm tough mentally in certain areas. There's some parts where I'm like, I'm
going
to
give
up tough here. I'm not tough. I'm all right not to be tough. And so what? There's a lot of people on Kite Beach.
Yeah, it's happening. It's busy. I mean, it's for 5:30. But what is it now? 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Well, you know, you may have not known this. Rossi ran a marathon.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep up with him.
Yeah. I don't mention it a lot, but I tried to tell Chris that it's basically just you've got to control the breathing and just tell your legs to keep going. That's it, really.
One step at a time.
Exactly.
Well, good on you, mate. Well, listen, Tariq, keep doing your thing. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. That's right. Pushing that fitness here, Dubai Fitness Challenge. Coming up, not long, about 12, 13 days to go. So good on you, mate. Have a great morning, okay?
Thanks a lot. All the best, guys, and thanks for everything you guys do. Great start to the morning.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, Tariq. Lovely guy.
So nice.
Paying compliments whilst he's running, you know?
Crazy.
We've got 15-year-old Rubix with us. Hey, Rubix, how you doing?
Hello.
What's going on? You're on the way to school or what?
I am right now in a long drive to school with my siblings and parents.
There we go. Long drive. What's the long drive like?
It's about 40 or so minutes.
That's all right. You know, back in my day.
Rubik's,
back in my day when I was your age, I used to have to take a walk, a bus, two trains, and another walk. It used to take me an hour and 25 minutes to get to school every day.
That's crazy.
Yes. I don't know why my parents sent me to that school. I was like, did you send me to that school? That's so far away. It was a good school.
Was it the best school?
It wasn't the best, but it was like an all right school. I used to go to like a pretty like basic school, and then I wasn't doing great with my grades. So mum and dad decided to move me to a better school.
Right.
And then once I was in there, my grades were the same as they were in there. they just paid more money to get my bad grades.
Did you have private education?
Yes. Yeah, but it was semi-private.
Wait, do you have to pay for a government school?
In Australia, there's public schooling, which are great, so you don't pay anything. I think it's like 800 dirhams for the entire year.
You actually have to pay.
Like 800 dirhams or something very, very small. And then only if you earn over a certain amount as well. If you don't, you don't pay anything at all.
Okay.
And then there's semi-private, which is what I went to, which there is a fee.
Right.
But then there's the private schools. There's one called Trinity Grammar and like St. Aloysius. And these ones are like
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Elite.
But I'm paying more for my kids' schooling here than the private schools in Australia.
Wow.
My gosh.
Yeah. Rubix, what school do you go to, man?
St. Mary's Catholic High School, Mahesna.
It's a good school. Is that where you got married, pretty?
You said Mahesna, right?
Yeah, Mahesna.
I got married in the other one.
Oh, so there's two of them, is that? I didn't realize there was two. Well, listen, Rubix, you do your thing. Say hello to the siblings and the family and have a good day at school, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Bye, guys. Beauty. Bye, family. There we go. Look at that. What a great little morning.
I know.
What a great morning already.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by PrettyLittleThing.ae. Shop new drops daily.
Okay, what is going on?
So Kourtney Kardashian reportedly lost it on a commercial flight from Los Angeles to New York because her man Travis Barker misplaced his phone. He ended up dropping his phone between their business class seats. You know, sometimes it gets stuck underneath a seat.
That's the worst if you've ever sat in a business class seat and you drop that phone in
it's
there.
It's in there.
Because like you have to wait till everyone gets off the flight. Then they send in a tech
and
they basically
dismantle
like dismantle the seat. I've seen that happen a few times.
So what? Gosh. But unfortunately, this happened as the plane was taking off. Courtney completely freaked out and she's trying to get the phone out. The flight attendant is telling her, please, ma'am, take your seat. Once we've gotten to an altitude, you can, you know, get up and look again. She's demanding. Other passengers on the flight were like, she was acting super bratty like a child. And the flight attendant's like pleading. And then the flight attendant eventually had to go and retrieve the phone.
Wow.
So there's that. If you would like to know that story.
She like getting angry though?
Because she wanted the phone.
Okay.
That's why. It was her man's phone and she wanted it. Here is a crazy, disgusting story. Vanessa Bryant is being forced to undergo a psychiatric evaluation to prove
that she's okay to look after the kids.
No, that she's going through emotional distress over Kobe's crash site photos being circulated.
Wow.
If you remember, Vanessa Bryant and a few others are suing LA County. Right? Because the LA County started circulating those photos from the helicopter crash in January. It ended up with like a bartender at a restaurant. Remember that whole story that came out?
Yep.
So they sued them saying that caused a lot of emotional distress because she was worried her kids were going to see the photos and she didn't want that to happen. Well, now the LA County has fired back saying, well, if you're so emotionally distressed, prove it. Prove that you're not just distressed by the death of your family members and that it's these photos causing it. How low do you have to stoop?
That's horrible, man. Like, the woman's lost her husband and her daughter in a horrific helicopter crash. The world's talked about it.
You're
circulating photos of the crash, and now you're going to sit her in a room and say, well, let's really see if you are emotionally like...
Terrible.
That's horrible.
But she has to do it in order for the case to go ahead. And finally, before his rap career, I don't know if you know this or not, Drake was an actor. He starred as Jimmy Brooks on Degrassi, The Next Generation for 7 years. In the storyline, his character gets shot and he ends up in a wheelchair. At the time, he got lawyers involved and sent a letter to the writer saying, I need Jimmy to be healed and back out of a wheelchair, otherwise I won't do a season 6. And
how long was he in the wheelchair for?
I think he was in there for the later part of his series. So like the whole later part of the series. So the writers brought him into the room and were like, Drake, what's going on here? And he goes, my friends make fun of me. The fact that I'm in a wheelchair. And he was young at the time. So the writers kind of sat him down and said, listen, we understand, but you are representing a whole population of children who are not represented on television.
So was Drake always in a wheelchair in Degrassi?
No, not always. So he gets shot and then he ends up in a wheelchair.
Because the original one, remember there was Wheels?
Wheels.
Wheels was a character.
Oh, you mean before that.
The original Degrassi,
there was
Joey Jeremiah, and there was Wheels who was in a wheelchair. So I guess Drake then represented who Wheels was in the original series.
So the writers explained to him, it's like, listen, you're representing so many kids right now who are in a wheelchair looking up to you saying I'm being represented on television, and they were like, you know what, he was super nice about it, understood, and Jimmy Brooks is Jimmy Brooks.
There he is. I like it. Drake's a legend. Thank you, Buddy Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
All right, Ross, go. What do you want to do? This is Rossi's bit next. I love it.
I think some excuse me.
There's all morning clear in your throat.
Sorry. Some of my best ideas happen in the shower, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah, I've noticed, like, I'll be washing parts of myself and then I'll think of a great idea. Do you find this, Chris?
No.
Okay.
No. What do you want to do next? You've got it. Go, say it.
I've got a list of things that people think about in the shower.
Okay.
Gosh, you bring the gold to the show. The riveting content comes from Rossi.
I want
to
know.
Things we think about in the shower.
Yep.
All right, Rossi. Bring in the gold, the big content to the show. That's what he's got for us right now. Give us the headline.
Why'd you build it up so much?
I'm not building it up. I just think, you know.
I'm just thinking that I become Albert Einstein when I get in the shower every morning. I get in there and I am the most intelligent, creative person you've ever met.
Give me some of the ideas that you've come out of the shower with, Ross.
Well, give us a bit of echo so I'm in the shower. Hi. I'm in the shower. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a brilliant video for Monviso where I I chop the lid off a bottle. Well, that'll be great. Hey, do you know what I should do for the dog? I should get one of those harnesses that you can buy off noon.com and take him for a walk.
Second company he's mentioned in the shower.
what are you doing in here with me? Get out! No, I do think, but I can't think off the top of my head some of my amazing ideas right now in the shower, but do you not agree with me? Do you get creative in the shower?
What's happening there?
Just turned it off.
Do you get creative in the shower?
What's the list, Roscoe?
64% of women think about their to-do lists in the shower compared to 48% of men.
That is 150,000% correct.
Really?
Always think about what I have to do.
Well, in addition to their chores, women contemplate their problems and their weight.
No.
Would you say that?
Not my weight.
You got mirrors? Do you guys have mirrors in your shower?
What? In your bathroom, yes.
I got mirrors all in my shower.
You're a strange human.
Yeah, I got a mirror in front of me for when I shave and brush my teeth, and I got a mirror behind me so when I'm shaving
Wait,
my back,
brush
I can
your
get
teeth
in there.
Why does that
Why does that not surprise me at
Yeah, I brush
all?
My teeth in the shower, which revolts some people. I still don't understand why.
I don't want to talk about
brushing
it.
Brushing your teeth in the shower.
Don't want to talk about
all
it.
Be doing it. It's like multitasking. Guys, why are you wasting time outside? Just get it all done in the inside.
Yeah, next.
I've seen you brush, your teeth in the shower. Yeah, when we shared in LA, you used to do it all the time. Right. Okay. And we didn't have a shower curtain. And it was horrible.
Awkward. Next.
If you wanted a glass of water, you'd have to get it while someone was showering. It was the only water faucet that we had. I used to just put my hand down the water so it would make a little fountain, and Rossi would have a little glass out there.
It's true. Women spend more time in the shower.
Why is this list just about women?
Because he's sexist and he's from 1975.
Why?
Rossi.
Why?
Everything's always a list about what was yesterday's list?
How to be a good wife.
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know if she's going to be a good wife?
I'm not doing these lists anymore.
Not to do them. Before we get on the radio, we're like, don't do the list. It's not good.
50% of mums say they use the shower as a time to escape. While 28% of dads say that.
There we go.
Next. Anything else you want to add?
No, just leave it. Forget it. It's
give
rubbish.
Us good one.
I'm just going to bag out my list.
Can you tell me something about men?
Do you guys have a bunch of shampoo and conditioner in your shower? Or do you only have one shampoo and one conditioner?
There's a different shampoo for a different day, guys.
Currently using beard shampoo for my whole body.
Great. Your whole body?
Got it free. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do you want me to buy you soap?
No. Although noon.com do amazing.
Stop that. Is there really any other point to this conversation that we were having except that?
No, I was just thinking that I'm the most creative in the shower. What have you thought of in the shower? Because
I'm in the shower. I just want to get in
and
out.
Do you think, what do you... No, I want to know in your head. I want to be in your head when you're in the shower.
No.
What are you thinking of, in the morning?
Got to wash my face. I go through my process. Let's brush your teeth. Let's get in and out. I want to get in and out.
Yeah, like
I don't
how?
Spend more than well, I don't spend more though. Than I spend five. I don't spend more than Agreed. 5 minutes in the shower. How long do you spend?
5 minutes.
How do you think so much? In
I think of stuff in the shower all the time.
In five minutes,
don't you? Do you not think of stuff in the shower?
No, I'm getting ready for let's go chop chop.
So when you're in the shower and you're thinking, could you think about this show a little bit
I
more?
I do.
Thanks.
I go through the checklist in my head.
Right.
But what happens when you come here?
What we're doing on the show
cool.
today?
So when you're in the shower tomorrow, let's think about some really cool content that we can talk about on the show, and not this.
Well, I'm not. I tell you what, tomorrow, it's your turn.
What's
tomorrow.
That?
Your turn tomorrow to think of something here.
I'll do it next.
Your turn next tomorrow at this time.
next tomorrow this time.
Everybody check in for the best piece of content you've ever heard from Chris.
Okay.
This time tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay?
Cool. I can do it for you now if you want. I'm ready. I'm always ready.
I've got the pop quiz next.
Why is it always so awkward?
Okay. You know what? When you become a parent one day, Prit, your kids just grow up so quickly.
Oh, your kids.
Can you see my... I
had anxiety looking at the photos going, how are they so big?
I know. I put a photo up on my Instagram account yesterday of just Kiki and I. And it just seems like yesterday she was
like 3 years old and I was holding her. She turns 10 in about a week and a half.
I just can't. Like,
and I'm just looking at this photo right now on my gram and I'm looking at it going, wow, my arms were massive as well and I was all lean.
Oh, so you were looking at yourself.
Yeah, but I just look at that. Look how quick your kids grow. You don't realize how quick they grow.
It's wow. just insane.
Like, it's all coming about right now. Like they're
I just remember her being so young singing Alicia Keys, This Girl Is On Fire, running around in the living room.
She was like 2 minutes ago, doesn't it?
No, and she had so like, much... And it's funny, when if you don't have any kids yet, maybe one day you will, or maybe you're on the way to school right now, you guys go pretty quickly, right? And for a parent, you just like...
It's in a blink of an eye.
It is in a blink of an eye. And I was just looking at my girl, and like she had so much attitude. She's always got attitude, right?
My daughter. Yeah.
She's kiki. She's got like this
takes
boss...
Takes after her dad.
She's got this boss mentality, right? She's got this boss mentality, my 9-year-old. And I just had this video came up that my mum sent me, and she's like, just have a listen to Kiki and how much attitude she has at the age of 2.5. Ready? Listen to this. Which is hold on.
She would ask for push.
Wait.
And potato.
Wait. That's, now watch this.
And so what are these?
They're peas. You like peas, Nani?
No.
They're beautiful. No. You try them. It's like little nuts. They're beautiful, like lollies. Say hi to Daddy. I love you, Daddy.
I already said.
I miss you, Daddy.
I've already said that.
Did you
have a good day?
I've already said that.
Yeah. My mum's saying, say hi to your dad. Say you miss him. She's like, I already said it. She's 2.5 years old. Where did she get this? I have no idea where she got the attitude from, though.
I don't know. No. Mini Chris.
Yeah.
No idea where she... I already said it.
Mini Chris.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get over 5,000 offers at home and abroad. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, Miriam. You got through. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Miriam, you sound like, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like you're doing a school run right now. You got some kids with you.
You're absolutely right. I'm dropping off Danielle to DAA. He's going to Expo from school as a field trip. So
wow.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
So what good. A cool so field good. Trip.
I can hear, like, Miriam's got, you got such a good mum voice. I don't know what that means, but I can just sense the
it's
mother
calming,
in you.
Calming, soothing.
Yes.
Yep.
But it can go the other way very quickly if mum wants it to. Isn't that right? Hey?
You got that right.
Yeah, I know.
You tell him, Miriam.
Is it more the tone with you, mum, or is it the loudness? What is it?
I think it's all of it. the fierce and the loud and the power, and at the end, you just hug them and kiss them. So there you go.
It's sort of like the Incredible Hulk, you know, just as he's morphing into.
Absolutely.
It happens. Well, listen, I'm glad you got us on. Thank you for listening, first of all. And secondly, let's get you some cash right now with RackBank. You know what we're doing here. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Miriam playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the songs Afterglow and Sing?
Past.
What two countries border the UAE?
Oman.
And the other country?
Saudi Arabia.
What football club was bought on October 7th for £305 million?
Barcelona.
Drake, The Weeknd, and Justin Bieber were all born in which country?
Canada.
Simba is the main character from which movie?
Lion King.
What country are the football clubs Real Madrid and Barcelona from?
Spain.
What boy band sings the songs Butter and Dynamite?
Pass.
What British TV drama follows the lives of the Crawley family?
Pass.
Who sings the song Summer of Love and Senorita? Sean?
Mendes.
What movie series features Wade Wilson?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Afterglow and Sing?
Don't know.
What football club was bought for $305 million? Oh, time's up.
Liverpool.
It's not Liverpool, but you got 500 dirhams cash as yours.
Well done.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Let's have a look
here. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You are very welcome. Ed Sheeran sings Afterglow and Sing. All right. Newcastle United was bought by the Saudis for £305 million.
What?
BTS.
Wow.
BTS is Butter and Dynamite. Downtown Abbey is the British TV show, and Deadpool is Wade Wilson. That would have got you all of the cash, but you got 500. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is fantastic. You guys are just doing a great job every morning. So well done to you all.
We love it. Thanks, Mom. I needed to hear that this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. We love you. You got your dog's vaccinations, do you, today, Ross?
I do, yes.
You and Pretty were just talking about it.
Yeah,
we are. We're going to take little Chester to the vet to get his second set.
Yeah, listen, I've spoken to Chester. He's an anti-vaxxer. He doesn't want it.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
Well, I can tell you, it just happened literally 20 minutes ago. Another Kardashian is out of that limelight right now. Well, should I say she's
in the limelight?
In the limelight, but she's no longer single.
No longer single for the first time ever. Kourtney Kardashian is engaged, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yay!
Travis Barker got down on one knee at a beachside hotel in Montecito. Proposed in the middle of this massive flower arrangement. Gave her the biggest rock I have seen. Kourtney's going to be walking down the aisle for the first time. They got together at the beginning of this year, but they've been friends and neighbors for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And they're getting married. That's, I think, cute. We knew this was going to happen. They're so in love.
They are so in love. There's so much. And if you saw that ring, let me tell you, there's nothing small about it.
All the small things, true care.
Blink 182. Is where Travis sort of became famous as the drummer, right?
Yeah.
He's so good at drumming.
Always, I know you'll be at my show. Watching, waiting, commiserating.
Favorite lyric. So yeah, this rock, I mean, it looks like massive. Maybe 7 or 8 carat diamond. It looks huge.
It looks bigger than Kim's old ring, the one that got stolen.
Yeah, so if you want to go see it, we're throwing up the stories right on the Chris Fade Show Instagram account. If you want to go see it, congratulations to the Kardashian of
Kourtney Kardashian. Well, let's talk about her ex-brother-in-law now.
Yeah.
Kanye West was booked in as a performer for one of the biggest weddings in Italy. These two bigwigs, one of them being the Tiffany & Co. VP, Alexander Arnault, got married in Italy. Beyonce and Jay-Z were guests. And Kanye performed his song Runaway. Now, he's wearing head-to-toe Balenciaga with this massive mask that keeps falling down. And he can't sing or perform through the mask.
Why has he got a mask on when
he's
singing?
Thing. It's his thing. It's his mode.
I love Balenciaga, but man, it's expensive and I can't justify ever affording to pay that.
But how about a mask?
Man, it's just, I picked up a shirt the other day that I like. It literally just said Balenciaga. It was a white shirt and it just said Balenciaga.
How much?
3,100 dirham. I'm not doing that. And the guy came up because it's on discount as well.
Oh, you.
Oh, come. Tell me when it's like 100 dirhams. I'm down. I'm
yeah.
Because I got no managa. At Balenciaga.
Oh, no money.
Money.
Okay. Yeah. Conor McGregor, I'm talking about your favorite here, allegedly got into a fight with a DJ in Italy.
Yeah, sorry, he punched him in the face, I think.
Yeah, what? Francesco Facinetti says he and his wife were hanging out with Conor 2:30 in the morning out of nowhere. He throws a punch. He gets onto his Instagram. The injuries are there, my friend.
Lying. I don't know. Just hanging out with Conor.
Yeah, they were at a party.
They're at a party and they're hanging out with Conor. So they're on the same day. Just had their friends.
So he was DJing.
Conor's just being friendly. If Conor punched me in the face, I'd be like, I'm happy about that.
Well, he's suing. Guy's suing because there's obviously injuries there. And finally, by the way, if you're into Squid Game, at the Korea Pavilion at Expo 2020,
they're
playing it every single day between 3 and 4 p.m. Obviously, there's no grisly ending to the game. You just play it for fun. It's on until November 14th.
Yeah, I went down to the Dubai Fish Market. It's bought a kilo of squid. That's the game I'm having tonight. A lot of lemon, garlic, bit of butter. That's the squid game that you should all be playing.
Okay.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I didn't mean to punch him in the face. He's just my friend. I just gave him a nice hit.
Very good accent.
Where is your go-to restaurant for your own cuisine, for your own nationality, for your own country?
Love that.
Where do you go? Where do you get the best food from your country, here in the country? Opening up the phone lines right now, 0487155444. Now, before we do that, Pretty, if you want some Indian food, where are you going?
One of my favorite spots to go to is a place called Bikanerwala because they have loads of like snacky stuff that I love.
Where is it?
There's a bunch of locations across the country.
And it's called?
Bikanerwala.
Bikanerwala. Good luck Googling that one, guys.
You could do it. Bikanerwala.
All right, Rossi, British food, where am I going?
British people are famous for their cuisine. Best in the world. My favorite would probably be Bob's Fish and Chips.
Bob's Fish and Chips.
Yes, yes. After a night out, oh my gosh, the fish, the mushy peas, the chips, the gravy. Sometimes you flip it over, do a bit of curry sauce.
Oh.
Chris, let's do Lebanese cuisine. Best place for... Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say, I mean, Al Safadi that I went to recently Wins. Just was some of the best Lebanese food that I've tasted, which was amazing.
Wins hands
down. Nala, you're half Turkish. Where am I getting some Turkish food from, do you think?
Okay, I'll give you one. It's called kaftan.
Hold on.
Oh.
No, that mic's not working. Go to the other mic.
Come here. Okay, so kaftan is one.
Kaftan, where's kaftan. That?
There's we have one at Jumeirah Road, Jumeirah 3.
Kaftan,
and then there's
yeah.
one in La Mer.
Okay.
Also, a favorite you like is Günaydın.
Günaydın is amazing.
It's so, so good.
Günaydın for Turkish restaurant. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
Go ask for Ismail, the manager there. He's a good friend of mine. He's fantastic.
You know everyone.
Kenyan food, Eddie. Where do we go for Kenyan food?
There's one place. It's an institution. Mm-hmm. It's in Ras El Khor.
I don't want to really learn anything. I just want to eat.
It's called a Zanzibar restaurant.
Seriously?
Like,
I know.
There's a Kenyan claiming a Tanzanian restaurant right now.
No, if you want food that we eat, from Mombasa, where I come from.
Okay.
Yeah. Zanzibar restaurant. It's an institution. It's been here for a while. And if you want to taste the best African food, obviously Kiza restaurant in DIFC.
I've been to Kiza restaurant.
Kiza restaurant and lounge, yeah.
Okay. So you guys get me? Where are you from?
Yeah.
And where is the best food to get from your country? 04871-5544. Murta, hi. Where are you from? Murta, you there? Uh-oh.
Oh no!
I think she should
Hi?
Be there.
Hello?
We go. Murta, that's all right. Murta, where are you from?
I'm from Croatia.
Oh my gosh!
Shout out to all my fellow Croatians.
Yes, Croatia in the house. Best place to get it?
The best place. Well, there's two. So one is the Bosnian house. So you know we used to be former Yugoslavia. So it's kind of the same thing. And then 21 Grams.
Yeah, 21. I go to 21 Grams all the time. I think they're moving. Have they moved?
Yeah, they moved. I haven't been to their new location, but they moved from Jumeirah Beach Road to, I believe, some mall. I'm not sure what it's called.
Is 21 Grams Croatian, then?
It's Balkan.
It's a mix from that region. Let's say it's a mix from that region.
And,
okay.
Yeah, if you guys haven't gone to 21 Grams, go to... They had to move because I think they were in a small little cute place, but they were always overbooked.
Yeah,
I think
always overbooked.
Now, I think, in Mayan Mall, I think that's what it's called.
Okay, well, there we go. Bosnian House or 21 Grams. Rosha, where are you from?
Iran.
Where are we getting the best Iranian food?
The Rebat.
What's it called?
Rebat.
Rivas. All right, okay. Where are they located? Where's Rivas at?
It's at Barsha Mall. It's like the best Iranian food I've ever had.
Nice.
Okay, there it is. We like it. Fadil, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Chris? How's everyone?
We're doing all right, brother. Where are you from?
I'm from Syria.
Where are we getting the best Syrian food from?
I'm suggesting you the best falafel in the whole world.
Mm.
It is in Sharjah or Dubai. They have two branches. It's called Baba Ghanoush.
What a name, Baba Ghanoush. So there's two. There's one in Dubai and one in Sharjah.
Yeah. One in Dubai is in Al-Basha, I think, and the second one is in Sharjah.
All right, there it is. Baba Ghanoush, if you want the Syrian food, we'll go there. Mohammed, you're from Pakistan. Where are we getting some of the best Pakistan food, Mohammed?
Hi, guys. Barbecue tonight on Jumeirah Beach Road.
Barbecue tonight. Oh,
it is so good.
Oh, I've seen that on Beach Road. I didn't know what they did there.
Is that the one that burned down? Did you see that one that burned down? It's not that one.
No.
No, there was one that burnt down on Jumeirah Beach Road.
Out of all the restaurants that burned down, why do you think it's that one? Just because you want to...
Because it says barbecue outside.
No, I think that was another... It was another restaurant.
So barbecue tonight, it just got, what, great tasting packet of sunny food, Mohammed?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys are you guys have great meat. Great meat.
There's, good haleem.
Oh, man. I don't know what haleem is, but okay.
It's good.
What's haleem?
It's like this gravy type. Oh, it's so good.
Is it Borsaya? Borsaya?
Busayo.
Where are you from?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Preeti. Hi, Rossi. I'm from Nigeria.
Give it to us.
Yes, we have the Biggie African restaurant in Almeida in Sharjah. And we also have one here in Dubai. It's called Bella Bite Restaurant. It's in Greece, cluster of international cities.
Okay.
Both of them make great African dishes.
Oh,
we have the jollof rice. We have fried rice. We have geese dodo, we have plantain porridge, we have yam porridge, just name it.
That's great.
It's a go-to place for any Nigerian food you need.
You working for any of these restaurants? Because you just did a great commercial for them.
Yeah.
What was the first Nigerian restaurant? What's it called?
Biggie African Restaurant.
Biggie.
It's now,
Hot chicken than the average.
Thank you,
friends.
Enjoy your day.
See you, mate. Take care. Biggie, Nigerian restaurant. Go check it out. Salam, you are from, is it Iraq?
I'm from Iraq, yeah.
What are we getting? Where are we going for the Iraqi tasting food?
You go to Jumeirah to Thawabat, Baghdad.
Okay.
Jumeirah, Thawabat, Baghdad.
Bawabat Baghdad. Bawabat Baghdad.
Okay. All right. Okay. I love that we get so many calls. We're running out of time here, but I'll do a couple more. Marin, you're from Ethiopia. Where are we getting Ethiopian food from?
From
Zago. Where's Zago?
It's in Berjuman.
All right. Ethiopian food, Zago. We got the Zago to Zago.
Yeah, nice.
Moroccan food, Miriam, hi.
Hello, good morning.
How you doing, Miriam?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're doing all right. Where are we getting some good Moroccan food? Because I know that we've got a lot of choices here.
Yes, in Bab Mansour.
It's called Bab Mansour. Where is that?
That's right by Dubai Mall outside on the big boulevard.
Okay. Oh, yes, I know it. It looks so beautiful, Bab Mansour, actually. Mm. Well, there we go. I'm hungry. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. I'm ready to eat.
Starving now.
So hopefully that helps you out a little bit if you're looking for any of it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll throw a list of this up on our Instagram so we've got a copy of where they are.
We should do this again. This was great. There's only we've got like 192 countries to get through, so
just keep going until we get every single country.
That would be awesome.
Is that what we
want to
do?
Yeah.
All right. We've been giving you a chance all this week to win with Charlotte Tilbury.
Yes, we've got Charlotte Tilbury's new Super Nudes collection. So you're going to get the mascara, 4 lipsticks, the highlighter palette, and the eye palette as well. If you love the iconic Pillow Talk like I do, you will absolutely love this collection
You obsess. You were getting all into it yesterday. What were we saying? Why do you love it so much? What was it about
because
it that you loved?
It's a product that you know that you'll get that you can trust. It's going to last long, and it's a good quality product. Because makeup is an investment. Like, you spend a lot of money and you want to make sure it works. So with Charlotte Tilbury, eyes closed, it works.
Because I didn't know this. You can buy makeup that just doesn't work sometimes, 100%. Right? And you can just be like, what did I just get?
Yeah, it could be the wrong one for your skin type. If the person selling it to you doesn't understand your skin, if you don't know your skin, whatever it is, maybe it's not the right color, whatever it is, it may not last very long, even though it promises to.
All right, we're going to give you a chance of winning with Charlotte Tilbury, like literally in moments. But guess in the studio, it's family. There's family. We have the family. They've come. Studio.
All right, Gotham.
Sophia and Bella, good morning. Yes, so Auntie Charlotte.
Yeah. Auntie Charlotte.
This is so good, and you girls have like you're just taken over now. Like this, you guys are taking over the business. You're doing what you got to do. Yeah. You're part of the family right now. Sophia, we've had you sort of in here before, and we were talking to you about it
2 years ago.
2 years, right?
Just before COVID.
Just before COVID, right? How is it? How's things been since the last 2 years? When it comes to obviously we've gone through the pandemic, but the business, I know. Here in the UAE, Charlotte Tilbury stores, they're popping up and they're looking beautiful.
It's literally booming.
I know.
But obviously COVID changed things this year a bit. But now we're starting up again. We're traveling. This is our first work trip in a few years.
Wow.
So Dubai is our first one. Yeah.
That's so cool. Bella, welcome. Welcome to the Virgin Radio Dubai studios.
Thanks. My first time in Dubai. And honestly, everyone's amazing here. I love the culture here. Everyone's incredible. I'm having the best time.
Can I ask you something? Makeup, during the pandemic, was less being worn then, I guess, because we weren't going out?
Actually, I feel like a lot of people were wearing makeup because everyone was on Zoom calls and you wanted to look and feel good. So I think people were actually wearing makeup.
Okay.
I mean, we were all wearing probably tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
Everyone has like a face of makeup.
Ross and I, we didn't even have pants on. What do you mean? We were just having the top half on.
We have guests in the studio. Also, I think I feel like the pandemic was a time for a lot of people like me to kind of perfect their makeup routine. Yes. Does that make any sense? Like, I practiced a lot during the pandemic.
I put on makeup every single day because it made me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So I put on makeup every day. And also, I needed a routine to get me out of bed and do stuff. Yeah.
Sure. No, I get it. Bella, you've got a hybrid role within the business. What does that mean?
Yes. So I work in I work in the global marketing team. So I work on campaigns from like a marketing perspective, but then I also am a brand ambassador. So I am in the campaign.
So cool.
On these press trips. No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So when you were both younger, obviously Auntie Charlotte, did you guys know, when did you realize what she was doing was like super cool?
I actually realized, I think, when I was about 12.
That you're like, hey, she's doing this thing.
I definitely want to be in the fashion industry. I didn't know I wanted to be a makeup artist, but I wanted to do something that Charlotte was doing, whether it was a fashion designer or a makeup artist. No, so
definitely.
I knew from when I was really young.
I mean, Charlotte just inspired such creativity like around us. So I knew I wanted to do something creative and be within that world. And then she's just created such an amazing company. So.
Is it intimidating, though? I know she's family and I know obviously there's a different dynamic with you guys. But when you're representing such a massive brand, such an iconic brand, what's that dynamic like, you know?
What do you think, Bella?
Representing an iconic brand?
I mean, it is intimidating, like even coming on a radio show, it's nerve-wracking, but it's also really exciting.
Yeah.
And I've traveled with Charlotte for 10 years, so I've always watched her and I've learned from her. But yeah, it is a bit intimidating, I'd say.
It's an amazing brand. I think you girls are doing such a great job with
it
as well.
It's so fun because it's all our family. We all work together as a family. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's intimidating, but also just like
we learn
very
from
cozy.
Each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, don't make a mistake.
Literally.
I took a lot of work creating this.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, this is cool. Okay, listen. We've got some great gifts from Charlotte Tilbury. Yes. And don't forget, they're obviously all across here in the Middle East and here in the UAE.
We got the Charlotte Tilbury new super new nudes collection to get you.
What does that mean?
It is a supermodel inspired
it's a
makeup.
Okay.
By the supermodels in the 90s. So Cindy Crawford, all of those. But it's an amazing collection. I've used it on Salma Hayek recently. I've used it on Kate Moss. I've used it on everyone.
Yeah.
This is the collection that everyone wants.
This is great. And again, I've been learning about makeup a lot more, especially after doing this show for so long. And I wear some when I'm doing certain things. And I did say to Pretty yesterday, like, sometimes I'll put something on which someone's put on me. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I feel like I'm just dripping in oil. Like, it's not like...
Yeah.
And then I said to Pretty, is that mean that the makeup that they put on me wasn't probably good quality?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So with Charlotte and what you guys have created, as you were saying, Pretty, it's just, like, spot on.
Yeah. You know it's going to be good. And I was saying this about the pillow talk was, like, it's one of those colors. Because I obviously have a darker skin type. Mm. And it's hard to find colors that suit when you want that nude type look.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Rossi, what does the nude type mean? Could you explain that to us, please, Ross?
Nude is...
I just want to see what Rossi thinks.
It's different types of... It's see-through lipstick. Is that what it is?
Is he right?
I wouldn't say see-through.
Not quite.
Nude lipstick, like a lighter toned lipstick.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go, Ross.
I must say, though, the Dubai Mall store is phenomenal when I walk past there. And the products are great, especially the magic cream.
Your
wife is
magic
on that.
Magic cream is magic skin. I mean, Charlotte says that.
Charlotte can take 5 years to make a product until it's perfect.
Yeah.
She won't release something until it's perfect.
That's so cool.
And you know it. And you know it when you use it.
Right, Virgin Radio at 8:28. Good morning, live here on the Chris Fade Show. Your chance every morning to win with Charlotte Tilbury. Yep. Their stores across the UAE as well are fantastic. Check them out if you've never used it before. They are Verdict, Pretty Malik has said, is giving you the double thumbs up
the
here.
Double, triple, quadruple thumbs up. Please, if you've never experienced a Charlotte Tilbury store, go and experience it.
She's such an amazing woman as well, Charlotte, and she's your auntie, Sophia and Bella. They're in the studio right now as you guys continue the legacy. You guys are also so fantastic. I've now had the pleasure of meeting you, Sophia, twice.
Yeah.
Bella, first time, but you guys are great, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, makeup. Can I just ask a quick question? Because I was talking to Pretty about it. Are you finding that the younger generation now with TikTok and social media are being more prone to wearing makeup a lot earlier? I have a 12-year-old. I have a 10-year-old, and my 12-year-old is now wearing mascara to school, and I said to her, I don't know if this is, I didn't know what to say. I only found out, she's been doing it for months, and I only found out like the other day where I said, what's on your eyes? She's like, I got a bit of mascara. And I said, well, are we allowed to do that? And I asked Pretty, I said, what do you think, mascara for a, and you were like, well, and then I did a little poll on my Instagram, and it was like 50-50. Some people were like, yeah, it's fine. Just let it be. Should I be cool with that? What are your thoughts? I don't want to. I mean, it's a bit of a personal thing here as well. Yeah. But
I mean, the way I use makeup is like in a playful way to kind of like not to kind of hide or like get rid of any of my features, anything to enhance them, which is also what Charlotte believes in.
Which is cool. I like that aspect because we're not about trying to change you or hide you.
Exactly.
We're wanting just to embrace who you are and maybe accentuate like a little bit more of it. I don't know.
When I was younger, I used to get these kind of like blue eyeshadows and just like pop them all over my eye. You know, like it's play, as long as it's playful and it's not like trying to hide who you are and like get rid of your blemishes, it's
beautiful.
Before, beautiful after.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. Where are we going? Where are we going? Are we doing more across the Middle East? I know that you guys are really concentrating on the expansion here in the Middle East, and I keep seeing more and more that store at the Mall of Emirates as well on the corner there is beautiful as well. I think you guys
it's one of my favorites.
Pick some good locations as well. Are we seeing more with Charlotte Tilbury across the region?
Maybe in Saudi, we don't know, but we're hoping for sure. We're definitely going to expand.
We love the Middle East.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Like
everyone's so welcoming here.
It's so family oriented, which we love because we're such a family.
Yeah.
Like, we're family such a business.
I love that. Family business, loving. I mean, I feel like the Middle East is very family oriented as well.
Yeah.
We're very, and we love makeup. I know that the Arabs love makeup. We do wear it.
They also do the makeup the best.
Do they? Look at that. All right. So how well do you know your auntie Charlotte Tilbury? This is it. We've spoken to her and we've got a few answers. Now, I've given these questions to your auntie. She's read them. She's now given us the answers. And we're going to put you guys to the test right now to see how well you know your auntie. How well do you think you know her, Sophia?
Pretty well, I'd say. Yeah. I think we're better than Bella.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Those are fighting words.
Bring it out.
Here we go. The how well do you know your auntie, Charlotte Tilbury? Question number one. Buzz in with your name as soon as you know the answer.
Okay.
Where is Charlotte's favorite holiday destination?
Sophia.
Sophia's in.
Okay.
Bella, you didn't even try.
I would say Ibiza, obviously. Yeah. Where we're from.
Bella.
No, only one answer. Only one answer. So what are you going with Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Formentera.
The answer is Ibiza. One to Sophia.
Did you grow up in Ibiza as well?
We did as well. I think that's why it's an easy question, that one.
Between Ibiza and Formentera.
What a life.
I don't even know where Formentera is.
It's the island just off Ibiza. So 20 minutes ferry.
It looks like the Maldives, basically.
It really does.
It's Mediterranean Maldives.
Oh, man. All right, question number two. Who is Charlotte's celebrity crush?
Bella. God, I think maybe some.
Is there a list? Is there?
She's going through it right now. Who's number one?
Usually not my type.
Like a Marlon Brando type, James Dean.
I need a name. There's a particular name.
This is hard. Can you give us the first letter?
Starts with R.
Richard Burton.
It is Richard Burton. Oh, well done.
How did you get that?
She speaks a lot about him.
Me and Charlotte are very close.
Oh. All right.
Okay, one all.
It's one all.
One all, one all.
Question number three out of five here. What is Charlotte's favorite dessert?
Sophia.
Sophia in. She knows.
ice cream. Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Anything with cream.
That's it. The answer is literally anything with cream.
Oh, a woman who speaks to my soul.
Well, she loves magic cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Magic cream. Sure. She just cream for fresh dessert. Cream, yeah. Ice cream, any
magic
type of cream.
Cream on toast.
There we go. All right. Sophie, if you get this next one, you will win this out. Actually, no, I'll make the last one worth 3 points just to make it fun. Question number four. Is Charlotte a morning person or a night owl?
Bella.
Bella.
Night owl.
The answer is definitely a night owl. There it is.
100%.
So what? She loves to stay out and...
She loves to dance. She just...
She's the last one on the dance floor. 6 a.m.
Really?
Maybe. So, yeah.
Her and I will get along so well, right, Bri?
Definitely not.
No.
Chris is in bed by 6 p.m.
Yeah. I'm kicking you out of my house by 9, if everyone comes over.
Yeah.
So she loves... She's the night owl.
Yeah, she loves...
Massively.
Massively. She's also a morning person, but she's definitely... Night owl.
All right, here we go. Sophia and Bella, another question about your auntie, Charlotte Tilbury. This is the final question, and it's for the win. Bragging rights. Here we go. What three things can always be found in Charlotte's bag?
Sophia
for the win.
Makeup. And she'd definitely not pick three things. She'd probably pick about 20 things, but I just say...
I want specifics on the makeup. I want
specific.
Three specifics on the makeup.
Okay. Pillow Talk lipstick.
That's correct one.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Pillow Talk eyeliner.
That's correct too, yep.
Or eyeliner.
Yeah, that's right. I need one more.
And obviously mascara.
That's right. She's won it. Well done. There it is.
Magic cream.
I have Pillow Talk lip liner, the lipstick. She's got the mini magic cream moisturizer, mascara. Always mascara.
She's
it says.
Things.
Yeah, she's put a few
I
more in there.
Yeah.
You were right.
Charlotte would not ever be able to carry just three things around.
Is the mascara the go to always?
Always. I mean, Charlotte when she was younger, she said how much mascara literally transformed her life.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember her telling us that story as well, which is so cool. Sophia and Bella, you guys are always welcome here to the studio.
Thank you.
Always
we
welcome here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
How long are you here for? When are you leaving?
Friday.
Okay.
We leave on Friday. So we're a
some
full
time.
Week here.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be popping out to any of the stores and just making sure it's all cool? Yeah.
You went yesterday.
I went to the Mall of Emirates, the MCC, and the Dubai Mall yesterday, and
good
I met all our amazing team.
Good on
actually,
you.
Honestly, made me want to cry. They're all so great. Amazing.
Well, there it is. Charlotte Tilbury. Go out and check it out. Obviously, more chances throughout the week to win with Charlotte. Sophia and Bella, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I don't want to talk too much about the weather because, you know, when you're talking about weather on a radio show or in general, you know it's pretty boring.
Yes.
But I'm going to do it.
Well, I think it's not as boring here because we have such, you know, like few days where we can actually marvel at the weather, you know?
Blue skies today, which is brilliant. Slight wind. I'm just looking outside our studio. I didn't realize these villas over here. Look at the clothesline. They've got their clothes hanging out right now. How do you dry your stuff? You know what I just realized in my own home, and this is really bad?
You're not putting a tumble dryer on.
We don't even own a dryer.
I know, we don't have one either.
Good, you don't need one.
I don't know.
Jeff gets angry at me whenever I suggest to get a dryer. He's like, how dare you get a dryer?
Well, it takes a lot of power.
Who does your washing?
We both do. Like, we both do laundry.
Who hangs it out? You hang it up outside?
Yeah. I hate it.
Just the two of you, I guess.
Why don't you just...
Jeff's wearing probably three underwear a week.
Ew,
no. He's not leaving anywhere.
No.
Just hanging out.
Gross.
Like, because, you know, we got... I don't know. I just said the other day, there was a shirt that was wet, and I needed it because I was going to planning on wearing it out. So I said to Virginia, I said, hey, can you just quickly throw this in the dryer? I need it. And she just went... she calls me Bubba. Bubba, we don't have a dryer.
It's a bit weird.
I go, what do you mean we don't have a dryer? She's like, we've never had a dryer. I said, I bought a washer dryer, one of the combos.
No, that never worked.
And she said, no, you just bought a washing machine. And then I said, so how have we been drying our clothes?
I love it.
And she says, we do it outside.
Dude.
He's so removed from the process.
I love it.
I am not removed from the washing process, yes.
I admit
that I'm removed from the washing process. Cleaning of the kitchen, some of the other rooms, I'm down. I'm doing that stuff. What are you laughing at? What do you do?
You can't look at me with a straight face and say you tidy up in your house.
I tidy up in my house.
What do you tidy up?
Like, I do my bed sometimes.
sometimes this is a terrible conversation.
What do you mean? I'm working a lot.
You are working a lot.
You got to teach the kids to do it.
Like,
do the kids take the plates out and all
kids,
that?
Kids, yeah. Every time they don't, if I come home and their plate is sitting in front of the TV room, right?
Big trouble.
They lose an hour off their iPads.
Ooh, that's good.
And that's the only thing that I've got that makes them do it now. Because they just wouldn't do it. They would just like, oh, I forgot. Oh, I forgot. All right, you're off an hour. You're off an hour. The other day, like, they had no iPad time because they lost it that much, right?
They lost a year.
Yeah. You get your iPad back in 2029.
Oh, dear.
But, like, I mean, I don't know that's bad. Like, the other day, I had a driver. I got a driver.
Oh my gosh! And a waxwork figure.
Right. Rossi, I feel like you shouldn't really be talking that much because how much do you do at home?
This guy does nothing.
I do a lot at home. Believe it or not,
you do nothing. You're doing nothing.
I do.
You're doing nothing.
I try to.
So if we get Liz on, your wife, and I ask, what does Rossi do at home?
Yeah, don't get her on now though.
Why?
Well, she's off. She's off from school. We can get her on.
Like. I do a lot in the house. I do.
What?
I'm genuinely interested.
You do the dishes? They come out dirtier than they were.
I'll do the dishes, put the dishes. I don't dry the dishes. I wash the dishes and then I leave them there.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal, yeah.
I put the washing in and then I leave it in the washing machine.
There you
but
go.
I do try to do stuff. But I make the kids tidy up.
The other day, I had my driver come and pick up something from the office because I needed to get it home, right? Yeah. And I've got a driver because I'm doing this show and I...
Your kids need to go to school.
I need someone to drive the kids to school, right?
That's nothing wrong with that.
Right? And so, and there's a bunch of other stuff. Take them to swimming because I'm working or doing whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
And the guy here that works says, oh gosh, Chris has got a driver. Ooh. And I'm like... What's wrong? Look, where are you?
Is this person a parent?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't, like, get it. Like,
but I think that's basics. You don't have to... Like, I understand. I'm not a parent. I get it.
Yeah, like...
What are you going to do? How your kid's going to get around?
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? It's different. You know, if I've got the ability of having someone drive my kids to school rather than get on a bus, you know, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know? So you're really doing the dishes at home if we call Liz?
Let's call her.
I promise. I do the dishes.
Call her.
We're going to call your wife next.
No. Yes. Why don't we call my nanny?
No.
Why can't we speak to your wife now? You're really reluctant to get Liz. Are you guys fighting?
No. No, then, no.
Okay. Then.
No, let's call the nanny.
No, let's call your wife.
Because I want you to ask the nanny.
Why can't we call your wife?
Because she's not available.
What is she doing?
She's on a holiday. She's having a lie-in.
She's definitely up right now.
I've got the number. Let me send Liz. I'll send your wife a message now. We'll come back next, hang out with us. Hey, babe, are you... Rossi and I have got into this discussion. It was him. It wasn't me. I just want to put that for the record. It was him saying that he doesn't believe I do anything in my house cleaning-wise. And I've said, I'm sure you don't do anything either. And so his idea... was to get the bosses of our households on, our amazing nannies. And a shout out to all nannies that are working across this country, because without you guys, we couldn't get on with our lives to do what we got to do to supply.
You're our family.
You are, honestly. Virginia's been part of our family for, I think, 12 years now. 12 years.
That's amazing.
12 years. And Julie?
I don't know.
Well, let's ask Julie. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
How long have you been working with Rossi for?
It's 3 years.
Three years,
Julie.
There we go. Yeah. All right. And I've got Ginya on. Hello, Ginya.
Yes. Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Ginya.
You're on the radio.
Yes,
you guys,
hi.
You guys want to say hello to each other? Say hello to each other.
Yes, hi. Hello. Hi.
So cute.
Yes, I am Ginya.
Ginya and Julie. It's a TV show.
Ginya and Julie.
I love it.
I'm Julie and I'm with Isla now.
Oh, you're with Isla. Oh, that's good.
That's cute. All right, so what do we want to do here?
So I can't believe I'm the one left to figure this situation out. So the reason, Ginya and Julie, we have you on is because... I can't even say it. These two, Chris and Rossi, are arguing about who does more work at home, who helps out more at home. So, Julie, can we please start with you? Can you tell us what Ross does at home? Does he help? Does he do any of the chores? Can you tell us?
Yeah, he did.
Like what? List it.
He did like cleaning and then washing the dishes.
The dishes? Yes. What does he clean? I can't believe this.
Clean the floor, like clean the floor. Sometimes the floor is so messy, tidy up the toys.
He does that.
And then, yeah.
Okay, he mops the floor. Anything else? And Rossi, you're not talking right now. Anything else, Julie?
Yeah, sometimes he does cooking.
How often is that? How many
that's
times?
A lie. That is a lie.
Julie, well, I mean.
No, he does a barbecue last night, the other night, I think.
Yeah, oh, barbecue. Once a month he does a barbecue.
Well, no,
okay.
Julie, sometimes yeah. I try to cook an omelette, don't I? But I'm not very good.
Yeah, he does cook an omelette. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, like, no, he does, like, his food, like, salad like that.
Oh, salad. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to that list? That's all. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Right. Thanks,
all
Julie.
Right. We move on to Jinya. Hi, Jinya.
Yes, hi, everything.
Okay. Now be real with me, okay, Jin?
Hi, Jinya.
Don't mess it up, Jin. You don't worry about him. You know I got this.
Yeah, we'll turn his microphone off.
Don't worry about Chris.
Okay.
What does Chris... Jin, nothing. Jin, do not lie. I will know if you're lying, okay? I've known you for many years.
Come on,
I know
Jinya.
When you're lying.
I know.
Come on.
What does Chris do around the house? Besides complaining.
No, honestly, from the beginning, he helps me with the cooking, and especially when the kids, and they were young, they helped me to look after with the kids, but because maybe the kids now are grown up, and then they are independent, so I have, you know, less work, so he don't do right now.
He doesn't do anything. So he doesn't do anything. He does cook. I know he does cook.
Yeah, he does cook. He loves it.
But does he clean up after he cooks?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What about the cleaning? Does he clean anything? Mopping, cleaning, dusting?
Honestly, no.
Rossi, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, is right. The champion.
Yes.
Yes.
Julie, right. We're having Jollibee tonight, Jules.
Jinya, I'll be home soon.
Jin, don't worry.
I know, I get fired up.
That's not true. She's kidding.
Oh, no, but he's a good man. He's like just a brother for me, so I know it, and I understand he is very tired every day, so I does everything.
Jinya, that's true.
He works hard, doesn't he?
Thank you, Jinya. Well done. Jinya and Julie, you'll see them on the late night show here at Virgin Radio as they take
yeah,
over.
Thank you.
See you, Julie.
Actually, let me try something
here.
Just a great me kid of me. I love it. Here's Adele, Easy on Me. Virgin. All right, Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, Sophia Tilbury and Bella Tilbury, Charlotte Tilbury's nieces, looking after the brand. We're in the studio. They did such a great job. You got your free makeup?
Yep.
There, Ross?
Yeah, I've got the Super Nudes collection.
That's all Rossi wanted. He just wanted the free makeup for his wife.
Oh, do I have to give it to my wife?
What are you going
to
do with it? You're going to sell it. Don't sell it,
put
mate.
Put it on. I've
don't
got a massive
it.
Spot in between my eyes. See that?
I see it. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.